We're doing Eov. We're up to the 12th chapter, and now he's going to answer. Eov is going to answer Tzofar HaNa'amati, who told him that God judges people based on their capacity. It's not good enough that you were good. If your potential was greater, then the fact that you were short on your potential is a sin in and of itself. If only you'd be good enough and do tshuva, things would be great. That's in a nutshell what Tzofar told him, and now Eov is going to answer him. Vayan Eov Vayomar. Eov responds. Notice the Targum over here translates it as Va'atev, as we mentioned earlier. Sometimes Vayan is that he yelled, and sometimes Vayan is that he responds. And Eov answers him and says the following: Omnam ki atem am ve'imachem tamut chokhma. The truth is, you're standing here telling me I'm talking a lot, and I'm on one side, and it seems like everyone here is against me. And just because you're the majority, all three of you, don't think that when you die, all wisdom is lost. Like you've got all the wisdom in the world is by you. That's what he's telling him. Even though omnam, even though ke'atem am, that you're the majority, it's as though you're the nation here and I'm the individual. Ve'imachem, and you seem to think that with you, tamut chokhma, all of wisdom will be lost when you guys die. You guys have all the answers. Notice, Tzofar attacked Eov. Tzofar told him, just because you're talking so much doesn't mean you're right. And Eov responds to Tzofar in kind. He tells him, even though you guys are the majority, don't think that all wisdom will die when you die. Don't worry, there's still some wisdom aside from what you guys know. Gamli levav. I also have a heart. Kimochim lo nofel anochi mikem ve'et mi'en kimo eile. Eov tells him, I also understand. I could also think, and I'm not less than you guys are. And I'll tell you what, ve'et mi'en kimo eile. Who do you know that does not have capacity to think? You guys think you're so smart? Well, I got news for you. I think everyone has the answers that you have. I think that so far everything you've said, I could have said, and so could have anyone else could have given these answers. I'm with you.
Can you hang on? Can you like take a pause for like 15 seconds or something?
No problem. We're pausing. L'reyehu eheye korei le'eloah. Vayanehu sechok tzadik tamim. Boaz, Tzofar was the first of the friends that really came down hard on Eov. The other ones, even though they had words of criticism for Eov, they said it in a more roundabout way. Tzofar was the one who said, I know you think you're great, I know you think you got answers, I can't withhold from answering you. So he tells him, you know, Schok l're'ehu e'yeh. I've become a mockery for my friend. You mock me. And you think that you have the answers. Kore le'lo avayaneu, because you're in a good financial state and the world seems to be fine for you. So you could give all these explanations about how God runs the world, because for you the sun is shining today. You seem to be in a state where you call God, and God answers you. That's the way you feel life is running. So therefore, Eov tells him, Sechok tzadik tamim. He tells him, because of that, you have the goal to laugh at me, Eov says, and I am tzadik tamim. I am really a whole righteous person. I've done nothing wrong.
Rabbi, now does he mean that he literally believes that they're mocking him, or the way, like, because they don't understand his situation, it's as though
they were mocking him? No. It seems like, hey, look at what Tzofar tells him. I mean, you weren't here last time. Listen to the last recording. You'll see. The last two, three recordings. He tells him, you think you're clean, Tzofar tells him. Oh, if only God would talk, he'd tell you you're not as good as you think you are. That's what Tzofar was telling him. No. So Eov tells him, the reason you have the goal to speak this way to me is because you're in a state where everything's good for you. It's like the people who married the first guy they met or the first girl they dated, and then they go give dating classes. They go tell other people, these people have been dating for 30 years, and they're telling them, oh, you guys should stop being so stubborn and blah, 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 blah. Wait a second. You're in a situation where things seem, the sun's shining for you. Yeah, you could too. Well, what do you mean? Lapid booz le'ashtut shanan nachon le'mo'adei ragil. Eov says, lapid is the torch. Lapid booz le'ashtut shanan nachon le'mo'adei ragil. There are those people who are about to fall. The guy who has his torch, he laughs at them because right now he's in a situation where he has the torch. Lapid, the one who has the torch. Booz, he could mock. So too is Lashtut Shanan, a person who thinks he's in a peaceful state. He's like the person who walks with the torch and therefore he could mock. Nachon Lemoade Ragel, because he's standing and he's not worried about falling, so he could mock the other people who will fool. Yeah? So that's what he's telling him. You're like a person who's standing. Right now you have the torch. Great. So you could laugh at me because I don't have the torch. We're walking down the same path. Right now the light's shining for you. Lapid booz lashtut shanan. Just like one who has a torch does booz. He mocks those who don't. So too lashtut shanan, the one ashtut is thoughts. Shanan, the one whose thoughts are peaceful. So too, nachon lemoadei ragel, he mocks those that are tripping over their feet.
This actually says that he's destined to be among those who falls on their feet.
Yeah, that's where we're going with Rashi. That's what Rashi explains. We're not learning with Rashi this time. Yeah. Yishlayu ohalim leshodidim uvatuchot lemargizeyel Lasher hevi Eloha biyado. He says, you know, when someone mocks someone else, it's not because he's so smart. Because we've seen that there are bandits who live peacefully. And really, God doesn't like them. Yishlayu o'avim l'shodidim. Yishlayu comes from the word shalev. The tents are very peaceful for the bandits. Uvatuchot, and it seems like sometimes people rest in tranquility and in confidence, even though they are lemargizeel, there are those that they anger God. They're pagans. So the fact that you have it good so far, and therefore you allow yourself to mock me, well, the fact that you have it good means nothing. So far has oversimplified the world. So far has come along and said, if only you'd live up to what your potential is, life would be good for you. And Eov saying, wait a second. You dare think that you understand God's ways because life has been good to you. And the fact that life has been good to you is proof of nothing. Because there are times when it seems like life is good for bandits. There are times when it seems like life is good for all the people who are clearly angering God. That doesn't mean anything. We find that there are people who serve idols and they bring their God in their own hand. The people who anger God are those that they bring their God in their own hand, meaning they're idol worshippers. So he's telling him, so what if you're successful so far? That doesn't mean you're smart. That doesn't mean you're correct in your way of serving God. You're telling me if I'd only be faithful, then things would be good for me. Well, you know what? So far, one thing I could tell you. The fact that you're successful, your world seems to be shining, you're successful financially, your family's a success, that doesn't mean you're a God-fearing person. We find bandits having it peaceful. We find pagans having it peaceful. That doesn't prove anything. Ve'ulam. But, I'll tell you what true wisdom is. Ve'ulam. She'alna ve'heimot ve'toreka ve'of ha'shamayim ve'yaged lach. If you ask the animals, and you ask anyone, ask the birds, they'll all teach you And we're going to get to his punchline in a second. O siach la'aretz v'toreka v'saperu lecha degei hayam. You could talk to the earth, she'll tell you. You could talk to the fish, they'll tell you. Mi lo yada bechol eile ki yad Adonai aset hazot. Who doesn't know? Who's foolish enough that doesn't know that God created everything? I need you to tell me that. I could talk to every animal, every creature on the planet attests to that. Asher biyado nefesh kol chai veruach kol besarish. He, in his hand, is the life of everyone. He created everyone. So I didn't need you to teach me that God is the one that's running the show, that created the world here. I could discover that from every organism in nature. And now Eov's going to pick up and he's going to start attacking Zophar from a different angle. He's telling him he's going to attack his wisdom. And that's Bezachem where we'll pick up in Pasuk Yudalef. Give me one second. Yeah. The point that Eov is making, he's saying, ask the animals, ask the birds, ask the earth, ask the fish. He's telling him, if you look around, look at nature, nature attests to the fact that God created it. Just look at the way the world works. I don't need you to tell me God created this world. His point isn't ask the animals literally, ask the birds and they'll tell you. Obviously, it doesn't mean they'll physically tell him. He just means that nature, you look at nature, that attests to God. Eov's going step by step. He's saying, first of all, you guys mocked me. And he's saying, I know you guys think you're so smart, but you're not. I understand everything you've told me. You haven't told me anything new. Everything you've told me, I understand. And the fact that you've allowed yourself to mock me so far, that stems from the fact that things are peaceful for you. And you might think to claim things are peaceful for me because I'm really a God-fearing person. That's wrong. I'll show you pagans, I'll show you bandits. They have it peaceful, and that's no proof. And now, so far, let's take piece by piece what you've told me. What have you told me that you think you're so smart for? You've told me God created the world. Anyone can look at nature and see that. I don't need you for that.
Right.
And then, now, he's going to move forward. He's going step by step. But he's first taken, so far, on the personal level. He's telling him the reason you allow yourself to be so confident, you know God's ways, you could tell me how God judges the world, and you could explain to me why things are bad for me. Well, with all due respect, you don't. You've said nothing new. And the fact that you feel that you have a right to express an opinion on this matter simply stems from the fact that right now the light is shining on you. Well, whoop-dee-doo, that could change. That's in a nutshell what we've learned so far from Eov. Eov hasn't yet made a philosophical point. Eov's still attacking the points more on a personal level. He's going to move forward now to the philosophical aspect.
Wait, well, Rabbi, when he says, "Oh, and with you, wisdom must die out," is he saying both that A, there's other kinds of wisdom than yours, and B, I already knew what you were saying, so even if you die, I'll have this wisdom.
I think his point is, you guys think you're so smart. That's his way of saying you think you're so smart. You think you have all the wisdom, and when you die, all of wisdom will be lost.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Is that his way of saying I already knew, like, you're not, you, that's his way of saying you're not saying anything new right off the bat.
That's the introduction, right.
That's he
concludes that sentence with the next one. He's saying,
right.
I've understood everything you've said, and everyone knows what you've said. You've said nothing new. Right.